It is that beer. I just got home. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. You wasn't expecting this? Well, your cock said otherwise. When it came to bed, you were rock hard. What were you dreaming about? Oh. See. Well, I couldn't resist. When he's standing all tall and proud like that, I'm gonna stroke him. Whether you're asleep or awake. Is that nice? I felt you throbbing. Did I have a good night with the girls? I did. Well, I started out with the girls. I mean, they all kind of like trailed off and got drunk and messy, and I wasn't down for that tonight. I was down for a little something else. So I called Lex. I knew he was home, so I thought I'd give him a call. Why did your cock just twitch? I called him and he came to pick me up, but we stopped and had a couple of drinks first. Apparently he had a friend over, so his friend was just taking a shower while we were out. He's called Shane. I've never met him before, but yeah, I did when I got back. You thrupped again. Your face doesn't look so happy, but your cock is jumping in my hand. We went back to Lex's house. Shane was out of the shower and he was just chilling on the couch in like some kind of like pajama pants, I guess. You know, loose fitting. Yeah. Well, me and Lex, we joined him on the couch. We were just watching TV for a while. I could see every inch of Shane through those pants. Fuck. Yeah. So I didn't really pay attention to what we were watching. I don't think they were paying attention either, to be fair. Because, I mean, you saw the dress that I went out in, so you tell me what they were paying attention to. You throbbed again. You fucking perv. So, we were just watching whatever we were watching. Me, I was watching his pants. Them, they were probably watching me. But we were all sort of pretending to watch the TV, at least for, you know, a modest 10 minutes. And I mean, you know Lex, you've met him. When he wants something, he takes it. He doesn't give a fuck who's in the room. You know that. He has taken plenty while you've been in the room. You remember? Oh, your cock remembers. Look at those balls. You're just tight. Just pre-cum oozing from you. Anyway, where was I? Lex. He takes exactly what he wants. And we all know what Lex wants. So he slid his hand under my skirt, and truth be told, I'd taken off my panties in the car. He had them in his pocket this whole time. He just pushed apart my thighs with like his little finger and his thumb. I spread them just a little, and my knees were pressed up against Shane's leg and Lex's leg. And he just slid them down my cunt. I was so wet. He slid that middle finger down over my clit, and it throbbed for him. That's enough stroking. My clit throbbed, and I let out that little gasp. And I could see Shane's cock twitch in his pants. I mean, his cock was probably almost the length of my forearm. It's ridiculous. I've seen big, and ooh, he was something. Where was I? I got distracted by the length of his cock. That's right. Shane, he reached across and picked up my leg that was pressed against him, and he sort of like draped it over his knee, spreading me wider, and his hand was just tickling along my thigh. Meanwhile, Lex's fingers are possessively sliding up and down my clit and dipping into my pussy. Oh, I was so fucking wet. His fingers, every time those slick fingers just bumped over my clit, I could have died. That was so fucking good. Shane's tickles were turning into grabs. He was kneading and pawing at the flesh on my thighs, just grabbing them, working up inch by inch until they too were just nuzzled along the edge of my pussy. He wanted in there too. Can you imagine that? Have you seen another man's fingers in my pussy? Can you imagine seeing two men's fingers in my pussy at once? Vying for my attention. Pouring at those soft, puffy pink lips, and both wanting to slide inside me and take possession. Can you imagine? Oh, you can. I can feel it. You're panting. You're getting close. I'm sorry. So then, Lex, he turned my face towards him and he kissed me, his tongue pushing between my lips, claiming my mouth. He's very possessive. We all know he owns me. And Shane's fingers were just probing into me, stretching me, preparing me for what was gonna come. We both know they were gonna come. Lex shifted on the sofa, and he was laying down on his back, and he rolled me on top of him. He did it like he'd done that 1,000 times. in just one movement onto his back and me on top. My dress was flipped over my ass, so it was just there. These big, soft, pink globes up in the air. And Shane was sat almost between Lex's thighs. Well, between his ankles, shall we say. So he got a good view of exactly what was going on down there. He reached forward and he just spread my pussy lips and buried his face deep inside me. His tongue. I have never had a tongue reach those depths before. Fucking hell. He fucked me with his tongue. And I came in fucking seconds. I came so hard on his face. Oh, don't you come. I came, not you. I came on his face. While laying on top of Lex, trembling and breathless. And like a needy little whore. And then Lex reached beneath me, unbuckled his pants, slid out that huge fucking anaconda of a dick. Oh my god, and he was so hard. He slapped my twitching cunt and he just teased it along the lips. Slow teasing. And the head of his, oh god, the head of his dick just eased into my pussy. Oh fuck. Oh my goodness. And the noise that came from me. In fact, you know what? Hold that thought. You know what Lex got me for Valentine's Day? You've heard of those clone a cock kits, right? He made the most beautiful replica of his dick. And he gave me that for Valentine's Day. So now, whenever he's not here, whenever he's not fucking me and I'm at home with you, he can still be fucking me. Because that's the only dick that's gonna go inside me. Unless it's one of his friends. But from now on, you can fuck me with his dick. So, spread your thighs. Just a little. You see it? How meaty that is? Mmm. Okay, I'm gonna slide this between your thighs now, tighten around it. As if it's your dick. Look at that. Even between your thighs, it's still bigger than your pathetic little cock. God. Oh, fuck. It's so big. The only thing that's missing is the taste of him. But I can live with that. He'll be back. So, where was I? Okay. I'll keep those thighs tight. Are you watching? This is what it looked like when you slid into me. Oh. You see me stretched around him. And he just rocked on his hips. Now I'm gonna keep stroking your cock this whole time. I'm gonna feel every time you twitch. And he fucked me until I was a drooling, gasping mess, straddling his hips. Meanwhile, Shane's behind me with wet fingers pressed against my asshole, and he's just dipping them in, just the tip, just the tip. I know what's gonna come. He's gonna try and force that huge dick in me. But not before I've got him wet. So as I'm sat on top of Flex, bouncing on that fucking huge dick. Oh, big, thick, black dick. Lex, at this point, has got the biggest fucking grin on his face. He is grinning like a Cheshire cat. Oh my god. Because all he sees is his little white princess bouncing on his dick, licking her lips, watching Shane come around to the side and just flop that big fat dick out of his pants in front of her eyes. He's watching me, and he is absolutely loving it. Oh, my eyes, when I saw Shane's dick the first time, they must have been like saucers. And I didn't even take a second of hesitation before I grabbed hold of him and I slid him into my mouth. I could barely get my lips around him. But I'm not one to give up easy. I'm my baby. So I sucked his dick. I sucked him right to the back of my throat. There was no way he was gonna fit down. He's not as long as legs, but he's definitely a little thicker. And there was no way I was getting that fucking tree trunk down my throat. And that didn't stop me from trying. I gagged and retched and convulsed. Every time I must have gagged, I swear my pussy was like a vice around legs, squeezing him. And every time that happened, you see how your cock just twitched. His twitched inside me too. That was delicious. So I stroked his cock and sucked him until he was as hard as a rock, dripping with pre-cum. And then he came around behind me and he slapped that cock between my ass cheeks until they were glistening with my own spit. Bear in mind, I'm still fucking legs at this point. My pussy is stretched around him to capacity. There's no way I could fit anything else inside me, but that wasn't gonna stop them. Don't you come. I know. I can see it in your face. Don't you come. Lex's hands reached around behind me, and he spread my ass cheeks. His fingers digging into my flesh. head of Shane's dick just pressed against my asshole. Oh, I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't fucking ready for this. No way was I ready for this. I don't think anybody could be. But he pressed the head of his dick against my asshole and he rubbed it just back and forth. Every now and then his thumb would just slide over it. And just the tip of his thumb would ease into my ass and make me tighten and squirm. Oh. And every time his thumb dipped into my ass, I felt myself getting closer and closer. Don't you come. Don't you come. Because I'm gonna come. God, fuck. I came trembling and twitching on with Lex's dick. Shane's thumb in my ass. And just as I came, he slid his thumb out and pushed that dick. Oh, fuck. He pushed himself against me and I squealed. I squealed like a fucking pig. Oh my god, the pain. Oh, but it felt so good. It felt so good. I've never been so full in my entire life. Oh, fuck. But he was so slow. He didn't want to break me, but fuck. Something took over me and my fingers dug into Lex's chest while I rode him. And Shane slid into my ass. And I just bucked back against them, my hips rocking. I fucked them. I fucked them both. Tears rolling down my cheeks. God, it fucking hurt, but I wanted it. I wanted to feel that pain. That's something you're never gonna fill me with. Two big, thick black cocks buried inside me. Oh, my little white ass. Just worshipping them. Worshipping every inch of them. I know you're gonna come. I can feel it. I can feel it. Once they saw that I couldn't get enough of it, and that I was rocking back on them, oh, I had a look in my eyes. I must have done because I felt it. I had a look in my eyes of pure, oh, primal lust. I just wanted everything. I wanted everything. Every drop of their cum, every inch of their dicks inside me, and I wanted to feel everything. Oh, I cried and I moaned. And I begged for more. And they absolutely ravaged me. Lex's fingers gripping my ass, Shane's squeezing my hips, pulling me back against him, burying that huge fucking dick inside my body. Until the room was just a mess of moans and grunts and sobs and cries and what the neighbors must have thought. They were probably jerking off themselves too. But something took over. They took over. Their just primal need took over and they fucked me like I've never been fucked before. Every single ounce of me vibrated with pleasure. And they hammered my pussy and my ass until I couldn't take anymore. And even then, when I begged for them, begged for a moment, just please, just hold still, please, fucking, please, because it was too much, they didn't listen. They don't give a fuck. At that point, who gives a fuck? Monsters just grabbing and pouring and dragging me over their dicks until their thrusting became just wild jabbing like a stallion. Like a stallion outbestood fucking its mare. That's the way they fucked me. Until the last second when I felt them both twitching. And one after the other, they came. Oh my god, did they fucking come? They came so hard. And they filled me with load after load of thick, hot cum. It leaked out of my pussy and out of my ass. And I lay there breathless and shaking on Lex's chest. A helpless mess of used and abused white flesh on their chest. Shane was still buried in my ass, and he was just holding there for a moment, just still. Those afterthrobs of his dick, the way he twitched, you know what I mean. It was delicious. And that is where I leave you. Not coming. Just hard and twitching. Thinking about my pussy being used by them both. I'm sure it won't be the last time. You think you can sleep now? No. Do you think I give a fuck? Good. Go clean up. And clean up my toy. And give it a kiss before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Night night.